am I?
In the village.
What do you want?
Information.
Whose side are you on?
That would be telling. We want information.
Information. Information. You won't get it.
By hook or by crook, we will.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. DJ Dilgerkin here with you for 2 hours till 5 p.m. Mix of music, weather report, show listings, and of course the recipe of the week. The recipe of the week. Today it's hot dog, cheese, olive, and rice bake. All the best things. The best combo, really. The best food combo known to man. Yes, we're going to get to all that and a lot of different music. I got, more Mandatory Heavy from the band Helmet. I'm really enjoying checking their stuff out. Tricky Woo. Some stuff from Dreger, a local ambient artist. Has an interesting pedigree. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to discuss the identity. I'll have to double check. I don't know if this is like supposed to be some kind of secret thing. Dreger. Sort of a different way of saying the last name there. More from Devin Gillingham off his record Maplewood. New stuff from Madeline Rogers, Slow Spirit, and Sam Singer. And as well, digging into the band Earth. Yes, one of my favorite bands, Earth. Dylan Carlson, who's the kind of main force behind that band and guitarist. Very unique style. Kind of going to go in with that ambient sound there with Dreger. But let's get into the first little set here. It is summer. I know it doesn't feel like blazing hot dog days of summer just yet. It's kind of been cool and rainy. But nonetheless, it is July the 2nd. So let's hear two tracks to me that kind of invoke kind of a summer vibe. The Summerland Sound by Jamboree and Make It Right by Field Guide, two local bands. Kicking us off right here on Radio Free Winnipeg, here on CKUW 95.9 FM. We'll be right back.
I'm a chameleon here.
A chameleon?
Yeah, I'm talking about the beat goes on, yeah, and the beat goes on, yeah, and the beat goes on.
And we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dilgerkin, with you till 5 p.m. on this lovely June the 2nd. We just heard Field Guide, Make It Right, and started that all off, Jamboree with the Summerland Sound. Kind of that drenchy reverb kind of sound that, I don't know, certainly fits summer in one way or the other, I think. Hope you're all doing well out there. Thank you again for tuning in. Got a lot of different stuff happening today on the show. Lots of local yokels. And of course, the mandatory heavy at 4, brought to you again by Helmet. Just digging into that band again. Whew. Great stuff. Their 90s output is incredible. And lots of fun. I'm going to get into a weather report after this next break, so do stay tuned to know what the next week has in store. Looks like we're still going to be getting some rain, but hey, still some nice weather out there, too. Let's get into the next set of music here. We're going to hear that this next set is Sam Singer, Madeline Roger, and Slow Spirit. Sam Singer, this is a track called The Deal, and Love Only Grows by Madeline Roger. This is some of her new stuff. And Out of Body Experience, which was just released a little while ago by Slow Spirit. So a great little local set here for you. Sam Singer, Madeline Roger, and Slow Spirit right now on Radio Free Winnipeg. Here on CKUW 95.9 FM.
knows to do with you, my old lover, my old lover. Did we walk away forever? Are we returning? Are we returning?
I wanna be free.
And we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dale Gherkin, here with you till around 5 p.m. today. That last set was some locals with some new music there. Slow Spirit, Out of Body Experience. They got a new record coming out called That's the Gods Talking on Birthday Cake Records. Before that, Madeline Roger, Love Only Grows, off of a, I'm not sure when it's supposed to be released, but a upcoming album. I believe she's also on Birthday Cake Records. And then to start it all off, Sam Singer with The Deal, off his record, Where the Rivers Do. So some really great music happening, being created here in our lovely city within the confines here of the Perimeter Highway and beyond. And of course, now we're getting into the weather. Yes, the weather. One of my favorite subjects, one of probably Winnipeggers' favorite subjects, one that I always like to talk about here, as it's important to know. It can gravely affect your life as a person. The weather. You know, it's been kind of cool and wet, I think, overall this last June. But we're now in July, so let's see what the first bit of July holds for us. This is observed at the Winnipeg International Airport at 3 p.m. 19 degrees, mostly cloudy. The winds are west-northwest, 28, gusting to 41 kilometers. Today, it's supposed to only go to about a high of 23 with a 70% chance of showers. Actually, some volunteers came in a little while ago, some fellow radio makers, and they said, man, it's raining like crazy out there right now. So do take that into account. 40% chance of showers tonight. So it looks like rain all the way into tomorrow, Wednesday. 30% chance of showers, 24 degrees and cloudy, and 15 degrees at night. Thursday, July 4th, America's birthday, 27 degrees, sunny. In the night, it will be 16 and clear. Friday, 28 degrees, sunny, with a 30% chance of showers in the evening. We're also looking at Saturday and Sunday with some rain as well. Saturday looks like the biggest chance for rain, with a 60% chance, 23 degrees, and then also Sunday, that's holding at 23, but it's only going only with a 30% chance. And then Monday, on the 8th, 26 degrees and sunny on Monday. So that's kind of the this next week. I will be out in the White Shell, and it's somewhat similar weather forecasting for that. It looks like some rain. But the thing is when you look at it, they say, you know, 60% chance of showers or a thunderstorm. But then you look at the amount that they're forecasting, it's like 1 to 5 millimeters, which isn't a lot. So I'm expecting some flash rain to come in, but other than that, I think it should be okay. But we'll see. We'll just deal with it. Sunrise is about 5:25. Sunset 5:25 in the a.m. And still, sunset is still around 9:40. So it's been hovering there for quite some time. And looking at the averages and its streams for July the 2nd, average temperature is 24 degrees, average low is 12. Highest temperature ever recorded was in 1949, a scorcher, 34 degrees. Whew! Lowest temperature, 1972, with 5 degrees. I didn't know that was possible. 5 degrees in July, yikes. Most precipitation, 31.8 millimeters in 1966. That's some of the averages and its streams, historical data there. That was your weather report here, July the 2nd, for Radio Free Winnipeg. One of my favorite things to do on the radio here. It's good. We're all obsessed with the weather, aren't we? It's a topic of conversation, as always, here in Winnipeg. Now we're going to get into some more music. We're going to go a little bit back into the history of rock and roll here a little bit. And then also looking a little bit more, so it'll be a mix of old and new. Let's start with the old. Band Tricky Woo. They're a garage rock band from Montreal. They released several records through the very mid to late 90s into the early 2000s. Their first Rock and Roll Music Part 1, 1997. That's what we're going to hear more tracks from. I've been playing some of their... I've been going through kind of their catalog. A great, great band. Really before their time. You know, they were doing this MC5 Stooges-style rock years before bands like The Hives and others kind of got... And The White Stripes got more recognition for what was deemed the garage rock revival of the early 2000s. So they were sort of a little bit ahead of the time by, you know, actually by a number of years, if you think about it, because that record, it comes out in 97. And they released a couple records, and then their last record actually takes a really different turn, more into the 70s, kind of southern rock and 70s rock, and then the band breaks up. So kind of before their time. I think they did get a Juno nomination, though they lost. They didn't even show up to the award ceremony. They could really care less. Kind of unimpressed by the whole thing. Fair enough. So we're going to hear a couple tracks more from that first record, Rock and Roll Music Part 1. We're going to hear Tough Shakes, Aladdin Spain, and Kentucky Derby. So this is from Tricky Woo, and again, this is 97. This is a band, you know, it's too bad they didn't get the push when they really needed it. And I guess it just, you know, if this record comes out, you think about it in 97, what the rock landscape was like. Isn't it too bad that the industry and what have you didn't recognize, oh, this is really good, we should push this before the fact it became a trend, right? And that's always the case you find in music, that there's these, for various reasons, you know, sometimes it's the band breaks up or let's say the band breaks up or it's internal things, their consumption habits get the better of them. Tons of bands like that. But there's other bands who are just, if they would have gotten that push, maybe a little bit. But it's always the case, especially in the music industry, I find that where, you know, they need, before people just push it because it's good, it's like, well, it has to be the thing. It has to fit in with what we're doing. And think about 97 and what was popular in the very late 90s and very early 2000s compared to this. I mean, these guys are kind of the forerunners to that garage rock revival. Really great stuff. And it's just, man, there's so many bands like this, right? To discover and rediscover. So those are, again, three tracks from Tricky Woo. And then we're going to get, that'll lead us into two tracks from Devin Gillingham, a great singer, bassist, composer. I saw him play at the Jazz Festival. Probably many people did because he was just one of the bassists on call, it seemed, for a lot of gigs. He just had, by the time I saw him play, he had already played three or four gigs, and he was still digging in and really playing. Really impressive performance. But this is off of his solo record, Maplewood. We heard a couple tracks last week. We're going to hear more today. Release Me and Yourself Enough. Are the two tracks. So, a couple tracks from Tricky Woo and then Devin Gillingham. Right now, this is Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Shake, 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 shake. shrug it off. Something you're supposed to be. Drink your fools. The bar with all the lights on. What is there to focus on? I'll be here and you'll be gone. And both of us will carry you on. And I think about what I could have said before I went, just saying it. Kind of drunk and well enough. Alone for the afternoon. Alone, but we'll be back soon enough. Imagining you are brand new. Every time you sink into too much you know and well enough alone. Together love and face the blame, just tired of love. Face the blame, just tired of yourself enough. And face the blame, just tired of.
Gene Okerlund going down that lonesome highway, yeah, but
don't be hypnotized. No, reincarnation doesn't have to be. You can concentrate and you can mental telepathy.
Yeah, but the beat goes on.
But the beat goes on.
The beat goes on. You are tuned into CKW 95.9 FM. This is Radio Free Winnipeg with your host DJ Dil Gherkin. We're here to set. Here are two tracks from Devin Gillingham off of his record Maplewood, Yourself Enough and Release Me. And before that, three tracks from the Montreal-based garage rock band Tricky Woo, a band just slightly before their time, Kentucky Derby, Aladdin Spain, and Tough Shakes off their record Rock and Roll Music Part 1. Go check out that record. Classic. Could have been one of the classics. Never, just kind of not right timing and never got the push I think that they deserved. And now we're going to get into some of the local events and things happening in and around Winnipeg. As always, our great friends at the Dave Barber Cinematheque, 100 Arthur Street, are doing Trash Cult Tuesdays. This month is no different. Their pairing of the two films are Perdita Durango and Day of the Beast. They're both Spanish films. So this is the Perdita Durango, pardon me, is a semi-sequel to Wild at Heart, stars Rosé Perez, Harvey Bardem, and James Gandolfini in the wildest movie of any of their respective careers. And Day of the Beast is when a rogue priest discovers the exact date the Antichrist will be born. He enlists a death metal record label store clerk and a cheesy TV psychic to prevent the apocalypse by summoning Satan himself. Yes, that's the two things for Trash Cult Tuesdays, starting July 2nd and going on every Tuesday in July. 7 p.m. tonight, July, so it's usually, they switch it up, either 7 p.m. or 9:15 p.m. are the two. This is a double feature. General admission, $5. Go check it out. With July happening, they have a lot of other stuff happening. So go look at DaveBarberCinematech.com to go look at their listings. Always great stuff happening. Well, our friends at the West End Cultural Center, the events calendar is looking a little bare for the early parts of July. However, July 17th is they're starting their Music Notes and Lunch Totes series, which is a free concert series in Saigon Park that's just north of the... I guess it wouldn't be north. I guess it would be west of the... northwest of the University of Winnipeg. So it's a free concert series. All sorts of people are playing. July 17th all the way to August 21st. Every Wednesday at noon. That's 485 Ellis is Saigon Park. So go... get some takeout or some food somewhere and go check that out. That's a couple weeks away, but figured I would mention that. As well, if you want to hear a preview of what's happening, tune in this Friday, 4 to 5 p.m. to hear a preview of the Musical Notes and Lunch Totes series. And at the Times Change High and Lonesome Club, the Blue Note Park. Let's see what we got here. Jamie Jesbrandt and the Soul Review. J.D. Edwards, that's July 3rd. July 4th, J.D. Edwards' band is playing. July 5th, Real Love presents Bands as Bands, number 22. This is covers of the Arctic Monkeys, Smashing Pumpkins, and the Cranberries. And Blue Note Park as well is having Moonfield... Sleepless, Matlock, a bunch of other bands, July the 6th. And July 10th, Field Guide, Chris Ulrich, and a special surprise headliner. That's July the 10th, next week. And then July 11th to the 14th, it'll be closed for Folk Festival. And happening at the Park Theater, more metal happening tonight. Dying Remains. Sandman and Friends, July the 5th. And Tyrant's Demise, July the 6th at the Park Theater. And just a little down from the Park Theater is the Park Alleys. Great little venue there. They have their jazz jam sessions every Tuesday night. But July 4th, if you want to get funky, Botox Grandpa will be playing. July 5th, Fowler will be playing as well. The Stony Point Power Trio, July the 6th. So that's some of the stuff happening in and around Winnipeg. Of course, it's not everything, but it's a lot. A lot to go check out. Always great to go support the local musicians, venues, what have you. It's one of those things that, you know, it's all great until we lose it. And then we're like, what? Ugh. You know, you wish you would have went a little more, right? And so you never want to get into that, that feeling. And we got a little bit more time now until we get into the mandatory heavy. Just at the top of the hour here, at 4 p.m., we're just going to let this loop play for a little bit, and I'll be right back. You are tuned into CKW 95.9 FM. This is Radio Free Winnipeg. Celebrated for its excellence. But there's a campus and community radio station by the name of CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. And like the best radio, it is passionate and it is personal. And we are back. We're just going to hit one track from local psych rockers Confucia off of their record Shishter. Seister, maybe, perhaps, is the pronunciation. Driver's Seat of the Hearse, and then that'll take us into the mandatory heavy. Here is some music from locals Confucia.
This is heavy.
There's that word again. Heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull?
And we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. You just heard the track Driver's Seat of a Hearse by Locals Confucia. And the ringing tremolo chords of Link Wray's Rumble brings us again to another mandatory heavy. Going to